You're spending almost $100,000 a month in marketing, but how are you making sure that you convert the leads when they come in?
Yeah. That's where we got sidetracked. That's where the 2 years of learning came into play.
Oh, right? Man.
Because we had sales other people leading our sales organization and
really?
It didn't work.
Dude, who was leading it?
It didn't work.
Like outside agencies, or you're just saying
just people that, you know, that we had trusted to bring in, and they're great people. I got, you know, nothing against them. They're fantastic.
You're talking about people. In-house people. You're not talking in-house about like, people. Okay, yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, we brought in-house people thinking that we could.
Delegate it.
Yeah. And here's the thing, guys. We thought we were bigger than what we were. Before realizing that, right? Like we started growing this team and started bringing all these people in, and we weren't ready for that.
Yeah.
Like we weren't ready for that. If anything, we went backwards because of it.
Yeah.
And I had to pull my own head out of my ass to realize this is not working. This has to change. Like there's nothing wrong with you going on appointments, Adrian. There's nothing wrong with you being leading acquisitions from the front. Like there's nothing wrong with that.
You're not too good.
No, but I got to the point where I thought I was.
Yep.
I got to the point where I thought of, I can delegate everything. I have a business. Everyone can do everything for me. No, unless you got to the point where it's like an organization like this, it's not going
to
happen.
But guys. I still have to, even though we have all this crap, think about this. Like, do you think Ryan wants to go on stage and pitch? You think that's what he wants to do?
No.
You think he wants to, the other day he shot 40 reels for an hour. Do you think he wants to be in there busting out reels? You think I'm on sales calls, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But it's funny. I was watching this pastor from Dallas. I forgot his name, Robert something. He's like a big pastor. He pulled out something out of his pocket. He was like, these are entitlements, right? So we're all entitled now. Like we think we deserve.
So good.
Yeah. You know, we think we like, oh, you know, I'm driving in my car. There's traffic. Oh, I should be there faster. Oh, my wife should do this because this is who I am.
Wow.
Oh, my team member should treat me like this because of this is what I've done in the past. So it's like entitlement pretty much.
That's so good.
Yeah. It's hard.
Do you ever go there? Did you ever get there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. 100%. I feel like all entrepreneurs, like real entrepreneurs, like they get to that moment where they watch the Hermosis or this person and like, oh, I want to build a business that, you know, runs itself and I just manage. And then before you know it, your cost per lead is like, damn, we're paying $100 cost per lead because we're outsourcing this thing because we don't want to do the work of learning. We've done the same thing. Oh, we hired, you know, outside sales organizations that run sales training and they come in and manage our sales team and change our scripts. And then we're like, oh, it's not working. Oh, well, it's your leads. Okay. You know, like we've done all of that crap. Yeah. So now this is what I do now. So anytime someone comes into this office and tries to give us advice, I'm like, okay, can I see your Stripe? I want, because in the guru world, right? We all collect payment on Stripe, right? So I'm like, can I see your Stripe? Oh, yeah. And I'm like, okay, like,
let's see it.
Bust it out. Yeah. And then if they don't, I don't believe you.
I lost my password.
And then we've had gurus come in here that said they did $10 million, right? I look at their Stripe and it doesn't reflect that.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you said you did this. Like, where's the rest of it at? Yeah. Oh, it's in this other thing. And I'm like, oh, okay. Long story short, I don't believe what anyone says.
Yeah.
I focus on what we're doing, our numbers, our KPIs, our crap. And then I try to like, instead of like, what is Pace doing? What is this person doing? What is that person doing? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Right. I just got to focus on what we're doing. Yep. What can I do, Brian, the owner, to get some of these things down in price and like optimize.
So good.
Yeah.
And no one, and you know, this is one thing I noticed, no one does it better than you yourself.
Yeah.
Right. And we always think we can find somebody that does, and maybe you eventually can.
Yeah.
But you first have to go through it.
Yeah.
You first have to learn
it. Yeah.
And that's where we went wrong. You know, this month last year, dude, we lost $100,000 in December, $100,000 in January, $100,000 in February, and like $75,000 in March.
Damn!
I had to go get a loan to pay everything, Brian.
Why?
I had to go get a loan because I trusted, I was so focused on this guru world. I was so focused on things that weren't really bringing the dollar in. I got away from the company. I got away from our marketing. I got away from what was working. Before you know it, I look back, we had $105,000 a month in expenses, brother.
Yeah.
We made no money. I had to go to Nick and say, hey, dude, we need money. I just put $300,000. I need money from you and I got to go get a loan. And he was like, dude, Nick was looking at me like deer in the headlights, like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm supposed to get paid. What do you mean I need to come up with money?
Damn.
But we had to get there for us to learn, like, dude, you're doing it half-assed backwards.
Yeah.
You're doing it half-assed backwards. I had a great conversation with Clint and, you know, Clint Cooper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Such a great guy, right? And thank
another
you,
another wealthy investor student. Shout out to the squad, yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah, all-stars, baby.
All-star. Adrian, the all-star, baby.
All-stars.
Yeah.
I recommend all you guys get an all-star.
But anyways,
I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But,
wealthy investor. Go ahead.
Well, and that's, you know, thankful for the community because I want to be connected with all you guys, right?
So you talked to Clint.
And Clint was like, dude, you guys aren't going to make any money this year. Like, how are you going to live? Like, what the fuck is going on? But I believe that happened for us. I believe we had to go through that for us to realize, like, dude, get your head out of your ass. Like,
interesting.
You're not bigger than what you think you are. Get back to the work. Go back on an appointment. You go to the appointment yourself. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Right?
And it was a good check, dude. It was a really good check because now Nick and I know our place and we know what we need to do and we know where we need to focus. And it's definitely not on helping other people grow their business.
I
can't even count how many people I help grow their business.
Yeah. Me
too. Why wasn't I growing my own?
Me too.
Why wasn't I doing what I needed to do?
Bro. Oh my God. This makes me so frustrated. But okay. So quick story. I had two acquisition people and I love them. Like, I won't say their names, but I love them. It was a girl and a guy, right? In Southern California.
Right.
I met them at a little seminar. We were about to get pitched. I think it was like New Wealth or something like that. New Wealth Advisor or something like that. So I just went because I was like, I just want to see what it is, right?
Right.
They start pitching and I'm like, oh boy. Like, you know, they're about to pitch the we're going to teach you notice of defaults and all this crap. And this is already, I'm like killing it, right? So this is like in 2021, 2022. So anyways, I sat next to some girl that I kind of knew. I seen her on Facebook and then her boyfriend. So I freaking take them under my wing. I start mentoring them. They start like, we start JVing a lot of deals, right? They're like acquisition people,
right?
Bro, we made like $1 million together in a year, right? Love just it. Hustling, just them looking for deals, me raising capital, funding, managing all this crap. Both of us, they made $1 million. I made $1 million. Like we did really, really well. Right. And then of course they're like, hey, we want to go off and do our own thing. I was like, I get it. You know, it happens. Seriously, so they keep going right through 2023. I took my eye off the real estate ball and I talked to them earlier this year and I'm like, man, 2023 year. And it was a tough year. How'd you guys do? Oh, we made like $1 million. Four. And I'm like, that's great. And I'm just like, like, I literally brought these people up from like not doing their first deal.
Right.
To now they make seven figures, which is great. But it's a lack of focus on my part.
For sure.
Yeah. And I've seen it over like with the Clints. Like, dude, I helped Clint comp his first house. I'm sure you heard that story.
Yes.
And now he fucking freaking kills
it. They're killing it. Yeah. 800K a month.
800K a month. Just because they're focused.
Right.
And it's not like, shiny object here,
100%.
Airbnb's here,
yep.
Guru here.
Yep.
Oh, whatever. This automation there, this crypto there. You know what I'm saying? And it's so dumb. And then I think you skipped out on a lot of that stuff. I think the Amazons and
I did. Yeah, I was scared.
Yeah. But I fell into some of it, and it's okay. It was a learning lesson
for sure.
But I think that's my year is. Can I read you my mantra again?
Yes, oh, please. This is so good.
All right. So I'm going to blow everyone's mind that's about to listen to this. Okay. Do what you should do.
Okay.
When you should. Okay.
Okay.
The way you should.
Right.
Where you should for the correct reasons.
That's so good.
Exactly.
That is so good.
Because you could do the right thing, but not in the right way.
Oh.